My name is Tara Ejay. I'm the founder of the Love Glasses Revolution. I'm here to read you a story today. My business is choosing to see the world with love. That's why I wear the heart-shaped glasses. And I tell you this because along the way, I've learned to love myself and love the things that are unique about me. And I've learned to stand up and use my voice. And I think it's a very powerful thing to do. And I couldn't wait to read you this book today because I think this is exactly who we need to be. Okay, you ready? Your Voice is Your Superpower by Jessica and Sandy Boyler. Here we go. Your voice is your superpower. You can see. When you think of a superpower, who do you see? A masked and caped crusader saving kittens stuck in trees? Some superheroes are strong. Some of them can fly. But what really makes them super comes from deep inside. Good news, little hero, the power is in you. Your voice is your superpower. It lets your feelings shine through. Every voice is different. That's what makes us unique. And luckily, we all have the freedom to speak. You're free to be quiet, and you're free to be loud. Free to speak up or blend in with the crowd. You're free to tell the world who you want to be. You're free to say, this is what matters to me. You're free to kneel, and you're free to stand. You're free to listen or raise your hand. You're free to pray and sing, not just in the shower. Free to talk and debate about people in power. You're free to read books and sign your name to a letter. You're free to march with a sign saying, make our lives better. You're free to join a group or sit things out. Be true to who you are. It's what free speech is all about. Like all important things, free speech can be tricky. Freedom belongs to all, even when what we hear sounds icky. It might be hard to listen when we disagree. But that's what makes it possible for all speech to be free. Some superheroes have capes. Some superheroes can fly. You can be a superhero too, my friend. You just have to try. Raise your voice. Open your ears. Be part of the future we shape. Your voice is your superpower. You don't need a cape. Unless, of course, you just really like wearing capes. But don't let this be the end. Don't let this be the end of you using your voice and loving who you are, standing up for yourself, and recognize that your unique gifts, your unique things about you are needed in this world. The world needs you, and the world needs your voice. You matter.